Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Luke 15, verses 3 to 6. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Verses 17 to 24. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate." What do you do if you're out of form in your sport? You're not getting the right results, or you keep making mistakes and your coach is unhappy with you? It's time to work harder, train harder, eat better, sleep more, think clever. You need to earn your way back. Show you're good enough. That could be true in other areas of life. If we have messed up, we need to regain trust and prove ourselves worthy. But this wouldn't work with us when we strayed away from God. How could we ever make ourselves good enough? How could we ever make it up to our Maker who we have rejected? We are helpless. We see this in the parable of the lost sheep. All a sheep can do is sit there and bleat helplessly. It needs a rescuer. The lost son reckons it's worth a try to earn his way back into his father's good books. What other option does he have? He will make his apologies and beg his way into the household as a servant. That's the best he can hope for, and even that's a long shot. But here is the shock of the stories, and the shock to a performance-based mindset. It's not about what we can do. It's about the one who comes looking. The shepherd leaves the 99 to look for the lost sheep. Each individual matters, and he is willing to search until he finds it. He does not give up until his beloved sheep is found, and he even carries it home, safe and sound. This gives a glimpse of the gospel. Jesus leaves his throne in heaven to come after each lost person, willing to humble himself as a human being, even unto death. As John 10 says, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He pays the price for all the ways we've strayed from him and sought satisfaction elsewhere. We are lost, and he comes to find us. The son walks the long journey home, probably dreading the reaction he'll get from his father. Yet, while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, who threw his arms around him and kissed him. This young man deserved rejection and anger, yet he received compassion and embrace. His father had been watching, waiting for him to come home. And he throws aside his dignity, hoists up his robe and runs to his wayward son. His son starts a speech he's rehearsed, but he doesn't even get to the bit about being a servant. His father is already preparing for him the party of a lifetime. Servant? Absolutely not. Son. Beloved child. Another glimpse of the gospel. It's not about what we can do to make it up to God when we have messed up. Nothing we can do could ever be good enough. It's about the forgiving, unconditional love of the Father who welcomes us home, even in our brokenness and lostness. No matter how your sport goes today, know that before God, you never need to prove yourself. This son of mine was lost and is found. Mm-hmm. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that we don't have to make ourselves good enough for you. Thank you that Jesus is the good shepherd who comes to find us, and you are the loving Father who welcomes us home even when we don't deserve it. Amen. finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.